numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander and Kelly Bidlin. Because we have no secrets here. Let me just tell you how that last segment went. I was ready to get into bets with the NBA stuff. And then Kelly in my ear goes, pro tip. And then I go on and I'm like, oh, how excited. We're done with the pro tip. We can get into these bets. And then Kelly in my ear goes, bets giving. It's just one thing after it. It's like, oh, my God.
It's behind the scenes on how TV radio works.
Most administrative segment in the history of the show. All right, we get tweets. We're going to get to Michael Craig here from Right Angle Sports. We have a release coming up, but we get tweets. We want to just read a few more of these. This is from Larry Fresh. He said, Dr. Bob made that pick official, and Buffalo said, we ain't showing up to the game. this is from Nick Lambert. If it's deemed the Bills didn't leave in time due to stupidity, any chance of a forfeit, they got to be able to make it, right? There's an alternative way, right, Kelly?
I got a great tweet on this.
Okay.
Got a great tweet. Tony Bellissimo, thank you for tweeting this in. This makes a lot of sense. Okay, he says, it's sunny and clear here in southern Ontario. The Bills could bus 1.5 hours to Toronto Airport, then have a 45-minute flight to Detroit.
Come on.
So they have outs. It sounds like they have outs. That tweet right there makes me feel way less concerned
me
about
too.
Them actually getting out of town.
We can put this to rest, right?
Yeah, like they can get somewhere to then fly out. However, I do have a video real quick of Thundersnow.
Live video of Thundersnow.
You're going to see a crack of lightning here.
You got your snow?
Look at that Thundersnow.
Wow, that is Thundersnow. Not to be confused with a Nor'easter.
Not to be confused.
With a Nor'easter, which I love saying. Hey, Gil, you know we got a Nor'easter coming in tomorrow. I'm like, what? 18 years old. I've never heard that term in my life. Going to school in Boston. That looks brutal. It does.
Yes.
You cannot see past that house.
Look at the snow piling up on the railing and stuff.
I was going to say, you lived in Florida, though, so that doesn't count. Like, but I lived in the mid-Atlantic at D.C. We didn't typically get snowfall like that.
Not snow.
Once every generation, we would get something like that.
Yeah, when I was leaving Florida and thinking about jobs and talking to VSiN, I was like, Vegas, perfect. No snow. That's one of the things I've been looking for. As soon as I came out here, that first winter I was out here 4 years ago, Gil, we got snow for like one weekend. I was like, what is this?
Just remember waking up, scraping snow off your windshield. It's like, who needs that? But you know, God bless y'all. Good luck. Everybody stay safe in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael Craig joins us from Right Angle Sports, ladies and gentlemen. That's at RAS Picks. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing very well. Before we get to the pick procedure here, you guys are delving into props this year. What's that all about?
So, you know, I've talked about it before and I've been on here. So just trying to reach more customers and reach more people. We're the football and hoop service is really geared towards a high-end bettor. So we talked about doing a prop service, added some guys to the team or working with some new guys that specialize in props. So we've been sending out prop plays on our Betting Talk Discord, and so far we're 24-13, which is 65% for plus 8.8 units. So we're talking about turning that into a paid service. There's some work on the back end with that to get the site set up to handle that, and we're still trying to figure out price points and limitations for how many people to take on the service. So, you know, trying to lean on the guys we're working with to help us out with some of that stuff. But, yeah, it's been going pretty well so far, and we hope to make that a full-blown service here sooner rather than later.
Okay, which brings us to our release. Now, for those who are new to this segment, Michael's been kind enough to come on many times before now. I guess I think we would say many times, at least multiple times before. Did college football earlier in the season. Right Angle Sports, all about college basketball. Dr. Bob and Right Angle, the pillars of the industry here for many, many years in terms of giving out analysis on picks. And so here's the procedure. Michael's going to give us a rotation number and either a side or total. Now, you're going to fill that into your bet slip at whatever out you have in front of you, whatever outs, plural, you have in front of you. We're going to give you 30 seconds to find that bet. I'm not going to rush you along. It's not going to be like this super rapid-fire thing. We'll give you 30 seconds once he gives us the rotation number and the side or total. And then he will either say the word go or cancel. If he says cancel, don't make the bet. right? You still haven't made the bet. Don't make the bet. Then you can exit out from your bet slip, and we'll do the process again. He'll give us another rotation number, and we'll move forward that. Until he says the word go. Now, he could say go on the first one, too. But if he says the word cancel, we move along. If he says the word go, you bet immediately. You ready, Michael?
I'm ready.
All right. What's the rotation number? Where are we going?
880, Tarleton State, Belmont, under 137.
Tarleton State, Belmont, under 137. Tarleton State, Belmont, under 137. All right. Everybody put that into your bet slip. I'm doing it myself. Do, 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 do. Kelly, you doing it?
Get yeah. in there.
Tarleton State and Belmont, the under 137.
The 30 seconds is key because it is, with this college a lot basketball of
Well, the rotation number is key.
Exactly.
880.
All right. Yeah, some books don't do rotations anymore, which makes it more difficult.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm at one that doesn't have a rotation, so I just lucked upon it there.
All right. This is going to be a go.
It's a go.
Bet.
It's a go, everybody. Michael said go. It's a bet. Tarleton State, Belmont, under 137. And now we watch the global market move and light up like a Christmas tree. While we do that, give us your explanation as to why this is a play, Michael.
So Tarleton sort of has a history of just mucking games up and slowing down offenses. Played Gonzaga last year to a game that only had about 120 points, which if you look at Gonzaga's scores, that's a pretty impressive feat. They play really slow on offense. Belmont lost four starters. I think they're going to be down offensively. One of their games this year had a really loose late game situation, so the points there got inflated. One more thing, I guess Tarleton's pretty reliant on getting to the free throw line to score, and Belmont's a defense that under this coach typically hasn't fouled a lot. So I think both teams just have trouble scoring here and expect like a slow plodding game. So that's about it.
Okay. So there it is.
And then, oh my gosh.
What's it at right now? What do you see?
All right. I got 136 here at the South Point, 135 at Circa, down to 134 at Circa, 132.5 over at Westgate.
Wow. There you go. 5 points. We had somebody tweet afterwards, like, what's that all about? Moving 5 points. What? I was like, well.
Down to 134 at South Point, down to 134 at Circa.
Wow. All right. Well, Michael, you've done it again, as we know. And, of course, the object. By the way, nice easy-peasy win last week on the play that you gave out. We were only hoping to avoid overtime. That was the only thing that was going to sink us last week.
Yeah, we were sweating on pretty good. We were actually talking about what's the odds that this goes to overtime, it's being the first hoops released on VSiN this year. So yeah.
That was the all-timer handicap. There was wind at the Tom Izzo comment.
Yeah, and both coaches played. They allowed the other team to shoot, so packed it in a lot. So you kind of saw the coaches adjust to the conditions, I guess you'd say.
What do you see now, Kelly? What's the low?
132.5. I was just pulling up another screen. 132.5 is the low I see.
So there you go. There's the point of resistance. 5 points or 4.5 points lower than given out. All right. Let's. While we still have you here, because we have a couple minutes, another lean in college basketball you want to talk about?
Sure. So Indiana Xavier tonight. That one hasn't moved at all. Both teams have played a couple poor opponents and been able to play really quickly offensively, but I know Sean Miller, Xavier Woodson at Indiana, both coaches are defensive-minded. I think this potentially turns into a much slower game than what's projected with the 143.5. So, just a lean to under there. I think it's too high.
All right. Michael, we appreciate it as always. Every Friday this month, and maybe beyond, with some releases that move global markets. We appreciate it, Michael.
We're open to maybe we do a prop on one of these.
Yeah, let's do that.
One of the things we're aiming towards with the prop service is to have it more usable than some of the services that are out there. I don't think it does much good to release NFL props on a Monday morning when limits are minuscule. So that's one of the things we're trying to do. So as long as on a Friday there's enough of a market. Maybe we do an NFL prop one of these weeks instead of a college hoops release. But yeah, we're open to do now till the end of the year every Friday if you'll have us, Gil.
Of course, come on, man. If I'll have you, let me just ask you this: What's the lowest people should bet the under on this game, the Tarleton game?
I wouldn't bet it right now.
Don't bet it anymore. I wouldn't bet it right now.
I mean, I think November with the history we have, and we're 43-29 so far this year, so about it's 59.7%. You have a little more leeway, but usually we say 1 point, but in November on a total, probably two and a half points of leeway on these on average. So I'd probably play it down to 135.
135, let that be the point there. Okay, Michael, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Gil. Take care.
You too. Michael Craig, everybody, from Right Angle Sports, MJC257 for Michael specifically on Twitter, as long as Twitter is still alive. And RAS Picks for Right Angle Sports.
You want the auctioneer update?
Please.
All right. Offshore 133. DraftKings 132.5. PointsBet 133.5. South Point 132. Circa 132. Westgate 132. Caesars/William Hill here in Nevada 132.
My favorite part is the guys downstairs, like the first couple times we did it, how wowed they were by this. And now they're so old hat, they're like, whatever.
Boring.
Boring.
Five points. Line move, whatever.
Please. From 137 to 132, especially. They're like, whatever. Right Angle Sports, getting it done. All right, we'll come back. We will get to some of those NBA divisions that we didn't. And the picks that we've made, the bets that we've actually made in the NFL this week. Both Kelly and I will do that next. Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game proudly brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. Don't forget about our World Cup betting guide as well. This is packed. Really good stuff. All of our betting guides, by the way, maybe the best things we do. Our World Cup betting guides. This one, well, whole bunch of pages with Nigel Seeley on all eight groups, in-depth analysis. VSiN's team of experts providing their picks and predictions for every group in the Golden Boot Award. And if you're new to betting World Cup soccer, don't worry, Josh Applebaum. He'll break down everything you need to know as well. The only way to get the guide, though, is to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Sign up now for just $99. Get VSiN Pro access for everything we do all the way through the Super Bowl. Sign up today at VSiN.com/subscribe. And if you want more World Cup betting insight, check out our World Cup betting preview show on YouTube. Just subscribe to VSiN Live on YouTube. It's Gil Alexander. Kelly Midland is here as well. Kelly, how you doing? You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
That didn't sound convincing.
Trying to get a bet in.
Oh, which one? Tarleton State?
Yeah, it was something I just saw on Twitter.
So it's great seeing all these bets on the Right Angle release. Will Hill got
himself. No Jimmy Butler tonight for the Heat.
No Jimmy Butler for the Heat?
Like that Wizards bet even more now, Gil. Added to it.
You just added a little something on there?
Yes, I did.
Will Hill did a little middle on 137, under 132 over on the Tarleton State game. Sean McCollum having trouble in the studio making his bet. Had to go outside to the studio to make a bet. Everybody's got a story.
He's happy, yeah.
They said it got a little tape delay, so it was 133 by the time it got to some people. But a lot of people got in on it good. So
let me see where we're at now. Now if I can't find the game now. 132, 131 and a halves out there.
Yeah, I'm seeing 132 and a half where I'm at.
Couple 130, anywhere between 131 and a half to 133. 133 looks like your market high though right now.
Let's race through these NBA divisions before we get to our football. Can we do that? Is that allowed?
Yeah, you know what? A couple more tweets though, on the Buffalo situation coming in. Everybody keep tweeting at us.
Yes.
This is great.
We're getting pictures. We're getting all kinds of things.
Especially if you live in the area or something like that. I think there's a lot of good. There's a lot of quality stuff coming through here. Steve tweeting in, Plan C for the Bills. Bus straight through to Detroit. It's about a four-hour drive from border to border, all clear through Ontario. The Unders Club tweeting in, though. Can the players get to said bus, though? Guessing many players live in suburb areas of Buffalo.
Roger Kane, you're telling me that the Bills Mafia can't even get the New York National Guard or the New York National Guard aren't already working to get everyone to the airport and clear the runways? No way. These people are hardcore. Dog sleds and snowmobiles if needed. Everybody's got a thought on it. I don't know how you get to the bus, man.
I mean, that's a good point. Yes, I think we've, you know, in our morning investigation here on a numbers game.
I
think
we've
figured out that if they can get to a bus, you should be okay. But I think the question is fair of, are you sure you can get everybody to the bus?
I didn't expect to do, you know, whether the Bills could make it to the game or not this morning, but here we are.
And, then Jason H11, who he's a fan of the show, I know, listens to VEASAN often. Thank you for this tweet. This was a link to one of the weather reports, or I guess this snow is just hanging over Buffalo.
Yes.
And it's 30, almost 34 inches is what they were getting. That's incredible.
Yeah, no, we're getting pictures from folks who are. This is from Dale J. Medecki. He's got 3 feet and counting outside his window. He's like, take the under on me leaving the house today. So, yeah, people are at a standstill. We'll see if the Bills got out or not. Time will tell. All right, NBA divisions. For goodness sakes, can we get to this?
Wild.
All right, Pacific Division. Suns are minus 145. The Suns currently with a one-game lead over both the Kings and the Clippers, 3.5-game lead over the Dubs, and the 5.5-game lead over the Lakers, who take out the bottom. What's the number here that interests you? The Warriors at 3-1?
No.
Clippers at 3-1.
Clippers 3-1. Look, this is a the Warriors got problems right now, Gil. And I'm not worried about them right now long term, but the problem with the Warriors right now is that young group we expected to kind of meld with the older stars has not worked out at all. So I think there's some question marks right now with the Warriors. Suns playing like I think you would expect them to play. They're their rightful favorites in this division. I think if you start to see, though, I'm keeping my eye on it. If the Clippers start hitting 350, 4-1, something like that, I'm going to take a piece of them there.
Let's go to the Northwest. Portland Trail Blase. Half-game lead over both the Nuggets and the Jazz. 3-game lead over both the Timberwolves and the Thunder. Nuggets still the favorite at minus 145.
Yeah,
I don't know which one. You're thinking about the Nuggets, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I am. And this is a number, if this one gets any shorter, and you're benefiting from chaos a little bit in this division right now because everybody expected the Timberwolves to be a lot better and the Trailblazers and the Jazz to be terrible, and that's not what you're seeing. Meanwhile, Denver, with you know Jamal Murray and Michael Porter back, that team is strong. I think if you could lay minus 120, 125 in this market, that's a great season-long division bet.
All right, how about the Southeast? Perennially, not the most, titanic of divisions in terms of teams that'll get to promised land. But the Hawks right now have a 1-game lead over the Wizards, 2-game lead over the Heat, 5-game lead over the Magic, 5.5 over the Hornets. I am going to guess you love the Heat.
So, no. I'm down on this Heat team this year, Gil. Down on this Heat team completely. I took the Hawks in this market preseason. The Wizards, you've asked a lot of people about. I think you are dead right on them. They're perfectly mediocre. They're going to be in that play-in game situation. They are not going to be threatening in this division, though. It's a two-team race. I really think it's going to be the Hawks to win. Did just see news from Shams that the Hawks are opening back up, I guess, trade discussions involving John Collins, which I actually think could end up benefiting this team in the long run. This is a team that I think if you can get – you know, minus 150 or maybe a little shorter on this price, I think it's still a good bet on the Atlanta Hawks to win this division.
And then the Southwest, the Pelicans and the Grizzlies are tied with the Mavs a half game back early season. And then the Spurs and the Rockets bring up the rear. You love the, I don't know, I could make a case for all three of those at the top
there. I love the Pelicans. I loved them preseason. I love them still right now, and I love them in this market. This is the one, Gil, this is the bet I might make this weekend, Pelicans division bet. Plus 250, I think, is a good number. If I can get 3-1 here, I think it's a great bet. Mavericks, everything is going through Luka Doncic right now. His on-off numbers, it is bad when he is off the court for this Dallas Mavericks team right now. I don't think that's sustainable there. Same kind of thing in Memphis. You are getting so much out of Ja Morant right now. You're going to be able to sustain that all year? I don't really think so. I think if you can get plus 250, 3-1 on the Pelicans, that's a great bet in the division.
Okay, let's go to the NFL. Here are the bets that I have in pocket thus far in the National Football League. All made, you know, a couple of them made based on guessing lines, initial thoughts, added one since. So the Vikings on the money line was the very first thing I did. Again, my guess on guessing lines for the Vikings-Cowboys game, which Kelly couldn't wait to get to because he had access to my guess, I had the Vikings minus 3. Not only were the Vikings not minus 3, they weren't even favored and still aren't. Cowboys are still 1.5 favorites in this game. So I took the Vikings on the money line right out of the chute. That was the first bet I made this week. I also, you know, right after guessing lines as well, jumped on the Jets plus 3.5. I guessed that the Patriots would be 2.5 point favorites against the Jets. I couldn't believe it was through the 3, so I took the 3.5. And my analysis on that game is simply, I do feel the Patriots, more than any other team in the National Football League, are lead dependent. So in other words, if they take a lead, they are a vastly different football team than they are when they fall behind. Now, you can generally say that about a lot of NFL games, but I think this team is specifically built in a way where if they're ahead, they can play it in a way where they can be good lead maintainers. But if they fall behind, good God, help them.
Yeah, I like you're saying, I think you could put the 49ers, the Titans maybe in that same sort of category, but it's not nearly at this level.
No. I'm not sure I would even put the Niners in there either, but I hear you on the Titans. And then I took the Broncos. I laid the 2.5 with the Broncos. Listen, I get it. It's Russell Wilson. Am I happy about backing Russell Wilson? The answer is an emphatic no in his current form, which, by the way, I don't know if you hear about these other reports, but there was this like other sports talk show I saw yesterday on Twitter where there was a guy was like, I've heard from multiple sources he's calling out audibles from when he played on Seattle. Like, it's a whole thing. But Denver's defense is awesome. It really is. And so the bet here is simply, can Denver's defense outlast the putrid nature of Denver's offense? And I'm betting on yes, that they can hold the Raiders down and cover the 2.5.
I don't have the exact stat in front of me right now, but the difference, right, in what they allow per game and what they score per game is right now would be an NFL record.
The single most interesting stat, now that Matt Rhule has gone away and we don't have that Carolina Panthers 17 points against, if the Denver Broncos had scored 18 points in regulation in every one of their games to date, they would be 8-1.
And you have Russell Wilson. Like, what happened?
Let's repeat that. If the Denver Broncos had scored 18 points in regulation in every game before this point, they would be 8-1. 8-1!
If you were able to tell that to the Broncos front office when they made the Russell Wilson trade, do you think they would have planned the Super Bowl parade already then?
Oh,
or were they waiting?
And they would have been like, Nathaniel Hackett, what a hire.
All right, I'll fly through mine real quick. Giants -3. I'm going to keep laying points with the Giants. I know I'm going to expect some regression with them, but against bad teams like the Lions, I will lay 3 points. And then we got a lot of Vikings. How about Vikings +2 on the opener? Vikings moneyline +110 on the opener. Vikings moneyline +14 on the opener. And we got teasers, Gil. We got teasers. Vikings +7.5. 49ers down to 2 on a 6-point teaser. We got Vikings up 7.5. Bills down to 2 on a 6-point teaser.
Nice job taking a big breath there. Matt Brown's got thoughts. Wonder if he's on the Vikings. We'll find out on the other side. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
What bets?
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? The betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. Skill Alexander. Kelly Bidlin here as
Isaiah
well.
Isaiah just gave props to the audio guys for having Matt's mic open so he could do the splitting bets.
Oh, did he do it?
No, that was me.
Oh. We had tweets beating the book.
We sound similar.
Angriest guy in New Jersey. Kelly's the best. Don't bother me with a show. I'm trying to make a bet. LOL. Oh. Angriest guy in New Jersey. If you haven't figured us out yet, we're making bets of the whole show.
Yeah. Hey, the three of us, we'll bring Matt in here in a second, but the three of us learned this on Primetime Action. Two of you got to take the wheel and drive the show while the other guy's getting a bet in, okay?
Completely had each other's backs the whole time. Filibuster, Matt's making a bet.
We were damn good at it, too. I'll tell you, people were making bets that people had no idea about.
Bruce Dobigan, Michael Craig, the most laconic guy in broadcasting. You can't appreciate him giving us a global market moving pick. You got to bust on him? Come on, Bruce. D-Gen, Southern Gen. I'm sure that Twitter's not going anywhere, but since we're passing around the yearbook on the last day of school, just wanted to say that the audience interaction through Twitter at VSiN, yours especially, Gil, is a huge reason why I love your network so much. Well, thank you. That's very kind. Mike Alvarez. Oh, he's imitating my mother. Gilly, you better don't be so hardcore that you work on Hanukkah. The Viking boy seems nice, but he seems like a Christmas boy. He goes, oh, by the way, I got the RAS release at 136 and a half. Yeah, I found a 7 with Dr. Bob. What was the pick? Dr. Bob's pick was UCLA, for those who missed that.
That's the Bruins.
And Jim Devitt, he says, first time I was able to do the release live, win or lose, that was fun. Yeah, we had fun with that for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, he's the co-host of the Final Countdown here on the network. He does it with Stormy Bonatoni each and every Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Though not on Fridays, because Stormy's got a thing. She's got stuff to get to on the weekend. So I think Jeff Parlay's in with
the great Jeff Parles
Maddie
today,
Brown today. How you doing, Matt? What's happening?
Doing good, doing good. No Stormy on Tuesday and Wednesday this week either, because she was over doing the XFL stuff. She's got all kinds of stuff. I mean, she is... Gil, I don't know. I know you. You make this comment about Ben Wilson. Stormy's famous. I know. You know. I mean, like Stormy's famous. Stormy's going to be famous.
I saw her on SportsCenter, and I don't know about you, Gil. Yeah, hang out with The Rock or hang out with Matt Brown. It's a tough choice.
Tough choice. Oh, well, both similarly built.
Kelly, yeah. Dwayne. You mean?
Dwayne.
Dwayne, as she referred to him when she came back, and then also, here's the thing, and this is one of those things. Like, and I fully agree with her. He goes, hey, just call me DJ. And I'm like, I don't think I could call him DJ. I'd have to be like, Mr. the DJ Rockstar. Like, I don't know. How do you do that? She's like, yeah, just call me DJ. And she's like, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can do that.
Well, no disrespect to Stormy, but Ben's on his way as well. So we want to shout out Ben for sure. Ben doing some tennis channel stuff. Am I allowed to say that out loud?
I think so. A live betting show?
He's my hero. Dude is my hero. All right, Matt is here to give us some football picks. Kelly, I don't know if you saw this last night. Kelly has about 75 Vikings bets. You have a Vikings bet as well.
Yeah, I love the Vikings this week. 1.5 dogs at home in a game against this Cowboys team that's given up 200 rushing yards in consecutive weeks. And now Dalvin Cook, Alexander Mattison, 1-2 punch coming in there. And I think it's even more of a threat now in this offense when we're talking about, hey, It is T.J. Hockenson coming over the middle, and they're able to open this offense up a whole lot more. They're throwing the ball down the field to Justin Jefferson a ton, 5 more yards average depth of target since they brought in T.J. Hockenson, because he can take away some of those routes that they needed Jefferson to run earlier on in the season, and Hockenson can handle that role now. And so I think it's even more dynamic offense when we're talking about, you know, what it was even 3 weeks ago. And guys, here's a stat. Here's a stat that everyone's going to throw out this week. And you've heard it 9 times already for the people that are talking about the Cowboys. Oh, this pressure. Kirk Cousins' quarterback rating drops 30 points whenever he's under pressure. Whose quarterback rating doesn't drop whenever they're under pressure? Like,
that's right.
Like every quarterback's rating drops when they're under pressure. Like, that is a thing. That is something that happens because you don't perform as well when you're under pressure. And so... they wrote a whole song about it, Gil. I mean, you know, Kelly doesn't know, but you know, they wrote a whole song about it.
Here's the thing: it's dun 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 dun. Do you remember that? That Vanilla Ice, the famous MTV one.
Yeah, it's like no, he didn't copy it.
It's different.
A little bit of a change.
Yep.
But like under pressure, Cousins falls to the 15th ranked quarterback in the league. I mean, like okay. He's not top. He's middle of the pack. I mean, that's not the end of the world to me whenever we're trying to like break down a game here. And then we look at this offense from the Cowboys that is really just kind of stuttered and puttered up and down the field all season long. I don't see anything that I really like about them either. I mean, look, Vikings and a teaser leg as well, taking that 1.5 up to 7.5. I am a big fan of the Vikings this week.
I think we all are. What could possibly go wrong?
I might need a couch to crash on, Matt, if they lose. But yeah.
Giants is interesting because we all agree that the Giants have gotten the best of it. Bill Barnwell did a piece. We talked about it yesterday at ESPN.com where he went through how the Giants, all the different ways they've been fortunate. No need to get into those details. Even Giants fans would admit that they have been fortunate thus far this year in getting their 7-2 record. However, the market also believes that, and so they are only 3-point favorites against the Lions, which means they're quite bettable.
Yeah, I mean, sitting at 3 right now, I think is a super, super good number here on this Giants team. I mean, we're going up against one of the worst defenses in the entire NFL. What we saw last week, and yes, we can sit here and say that maybe it wasn't as dominant of a win last week whenever they were just turned around, handed off to Saquon Barkley over and over again against the Texans, but it worked and it was effective. And I think that there's a whole lot of that game plan that can carry over to this week as well against the Detroit Lions that against the run are 27th overall DVOA. They're 25th according to Pro Football Focus. And if you go down a little bit further, the rushing success defense adds up as well, 27th in the NFL and 30th yards per rush allowed. And so we know a healthy Saquon is an absolute beast in this league. And I think he has a very, very good time. And they didn't throw it a ton last week, but when they did, Daniel Jones was actually really efficient whenever he threw. And I know a lot of people don't give him the credit that I think he even deserves. But I mean, the guy's played pretty well this year. He's not turning the ball over. Last week, every dropback was 0.53 positive EPA, which is expected points added to the play. I mean, like, the guy was really, really good last week. And so I think this really comes down to, can they get home with the blitz? We know Wink Martindale brought that over with him from the Ravens over to the Giants, and they're going to blitz a ton. They're the number one blitz rate in the entire NFL. The problem is last week, and we know if you get home with the blitz against Goff, bad things happen. But last week, Chicago blitzed him on 43% of his dropbacks, and Goff actually went 8 of 11 on those blitzes because they weren't getting home with the blitzes. And now they're a little bit better on the back end, the Giants are, than Chicago, but they're going to have to get home with these blitzes. Because look, Amon-Ra St. Brown, all these, they've got some guys that can actually do some stuff there for the Lions. So long as the blitz is not completely stifled, I think this is a good number here on the Giants.
All right, let's go rapid fire on these last three for the interest of time. Bengals are 3.5-point favorites at the Steelers. You are not spooked by this matchup here with the Bengals.
No, look, I mean, I get there's one good player on the field for the Steelers, and that guy can be a game-wrecking, game-altering guy in T.J. Watt, and I get it, right? And people are going to look at the raw stats, and they'll see that Burrow's been sacked a lot, but he's actually only 11th in pressure rate allowed. So, I mean, he's been holding on the ball too long. Like, some of this is, like, on Burrow, and it's not necessarily on this offensive line that we've been blaming for a lot of this stuff. And I think in a bye week, you know, Joe Burrow's a smart guy. Like, he understands, all right, I got to be better, right? And he looks at these stats just like we do. He understands he's been holding on the ball a little bit too long. The offensive line hadn't been as bad as we've been giving it, played it out to be. So I don't think it's going to be as big of a factor here. And then outside of that, they're better at every single position.
All right. And the Bears are dogs at Atlanta, two teams that a lot of people have trouble wrapping their brains around. But you're taking the points here.
Yeah. Look, this is just more of a, I have these teams equally rated. I'm getting more than a field goal with the Bears. Like, it was a pretty easy play for me. I mean, going inside on the dome with the new style that the Bears are playing, it actually is probably better for them than it is playing at home. I actually don't think that it's any downgrade at all than being on the road with Fields having to run and rely on his athleticism as much as he does. I think that maybe being inside and being on the dome in climate controlled situations is probably even better for this team. But when I have them exactly, you know, power rated equally and I'm getting over a field goal, it's almost an auto play for me.
All right. And then the Chargers just riddled with injuries, perma riddled, it seems. You're taking the Chiefs on the road. You're laying the wood.
Yeah. And that's why. And you just said it. I mean, just it's a shell of what we thought that this Chargers team was going to be. We don't know for sure that the wide receivers are going to be back out there. But even if they are, it's going to be on a limited basis. There are a couple of beat writers have already said they expect snap counts, at least for Keenan Allen and maybe even for Mike Williams as well. So it's just, for me, look, the Chiefs just keep getting it done. Andy Reid is an absolute genius. The guy keeps figuring it out over and over and over again. The scheme never gets old, and he keeps evolving. I think the Chiefs win by margin here.
Matt Brown, ladies and gentlemen, co-host of Final Countdown with Stormy, Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it, man.
Good luck.
You too. Mateo in the house each and every Friday. The band is back together. We'll come back. Adam Burke joins us in studio, kind enough to do so. Right here, talk a little football with him, college and pro. Get his thoughts on the weekend that is upon us. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app. Featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20. MGM Resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks. when you wager with BetMGM. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly, and if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Paul Nelson, the Minnesota Vikings are the TCU of the NFL. Everyone says they aren't that good and bet against them, but they keep on winning. And this is from John Fitzgibbons. I'll echo this. Gil, you like to say you always appreciate the feedback. I always appreciate the banter, the relationship. So many great tweets and tweeters. The best if we get tweets would be quite a segment. Well, you know what? It really would be, actually. It's so intrinsic. It's so much a part of this show. And as we've said for many years doing this, and again, we don't necessarily think Twitter is going to be done, but it's certainly fun to reflect on it. It has been such an integral part of the show. We've always said, as long as you're funny, we don't care if you murder us. We appreciate the banter and the wittiness, the insights, the perspective. So thank you to all that have listened to this show so loyally through the years and to the network. By the way, we're not going away. It sounded like a eulogy. I just wanted to point that out.
I keep getting updates from Tony, too, in Southern Ontario. Said, plow's been out nonstop and will remain out. They'll get out tomorrow at least. No issues.
he's got the timing on it figured out.
Yeah.
Hey, how about a pro tip? Pro tip of the hour. Want to do that? Let's do a pro tip. Now, this one is soccer related because I don't know if you know this. The World Cup is less than 48 hours away. So this might not require mentioning, but we should. Seeing PK when looking at soccer bets is not the same thing as PK in spread-based betting sports. PK for your soccer means a draw pushes your bet. Let me sort of explain that. So when we see a pick'em in football, we understand that, right? Hey, Minnesota's, let's say it was a pick between, I don't know, Washington and Dallas. Washington's a pick'em, Dallas is a pick'em.
You're not laying any points, you're not catching.
Whoever wins, wins, right? You get what pick'em means. In soccer, there are so many different ways to bet the sport. Now, the most popular and the most sort of default is the three-way line where it's, you know, let's take the first game, Ecuador plus money, Qatar plus money, and then a draw at plus money as well. But there's also an alternative market as well that is simply Qatar, PK, and it gives a corresponding money line, Ecuador, PK, corresponding money line, and no draw listed whatsoever. In that case, a draw is a push. So just keep in mind, PK can mean different things. By the way, Kelly, PK also means penalty kick. Let's make it confuse it even more.
Yeah, that's true.
It's your VEASAN pro tip of the hour.
You're going to see, so it'll be two-way lines on this. Often you're going to see that PK or you're going to see them laying a goal and a half, two goals, whatever it might be. But that's going to be, if you're betting World Cup, you're going to see a lot of that.
All right, now you're confusing it even further. It's the market itself. There's many ways to bet it. Let's just focus on the PK part. That's your pro tip of the hour. I won every hour across every show. That means at least 20 a day. We've added it up. They're all available for VEASAN Pro subscribers only at VEASAN.com, or you can sort them by sport and by show. Did we do okay with that? Did we explain it?
I think we did a good job.
I think we did a good job.
I don't know. Adam Burke, did you understand it?
Yeah, I got it.
He's got it. Adam's like, I got it. No idea what you guys are talking about.
It's so early to be talking soccer.
Are you familiar with the sport of soccer, Adam? You know many sports, but soccer is not one you
soccer is, no, not one of them. I've written about UFC. I've written about NASCAR. Soccer and one of your areas of expertise, tennis, something yes. I'm not well-versed in at all.
Well, we don't require that from you because you do such a great job doing everything else. You have football. By the way, Terry Francona, your manager of the year. Were you happy with that at least? A little consolation prize?
No.
For your Guardians? No.
Nothing? No. It's about the World Series. No. I don't care about anything else.
Yeah,
no,
I hear you. All right. Let's start with the pros. What do you like here?
Yeah, so I like the Giants this week, laying three against the Lions. I mean, when you look at last week's game, I know the Lions beat the Bears on the road, and you know Jared Goff playing in the cold is something that's typically a handicap for him. Kind of got over it a little bit last week, but keep in mind, the Lions' defense gave up 7 yards per play in that game. So the Bears moved it up and down the field. It was just, you know, there were some turnovers, some other fluky things, stuff like that. I think in this game, a lot of people are pretty sour on the Giants. I know you and I are people that dig a lot into the stats and the metrics and look for signs of regression and all that. There are plenty for the Giants. I completely understand that. But also, it's important to keep in mind, the reason why their yards per play differential is so big to the negative side is because they run the ball so much. And specifically, 63% of their plays in the fourth quarter have been runs. So, of course, you're not going to have big chunk plays or anything like that in the fourth quarter when you're eating up time, trying to maintain a lead, stuff like that. You can run on this Detroit defense. You can also pass on this Detroit defense. Brian Daboll is just a better head coach. I think three is really cheap here where, again, I'm not expecting Jared Goff and the Lions to be able to replicate what they did last week in another cold weather environment outside.
Does it worry us that we don't know one person who has taken the Lions in this game? Not even one.
That's always a concern. You know, I started thinking about that actually last week when I used the Raiders as my survivor pick for the article. And I'm like, there's nobody that has any interest in the Colts. They're going to win this game outright, aren't they? And sure enough, they did.
Yeah.
But
well, we also didn't know they were playing Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, too. That Jeff Saturday would, like, completely revamp the offensive line in, like, 3 days.
That was a big difference last week. I was just going to say the same thing. We've been talking about Vikings-Cowboys so much this week.
Yeah.
Is this the game that so many of us are on the Giants side where it's like, I haven't heard a single person mention one. I've at least heard a couple people say they're on the Cowboys.
Right. Have you?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. But yeah, Lions, nothing. All right, what do you like here? What's next?
So, you know, I think it was really impressive what Jeff Saturday did with the Colts last week. And obviously going back to Matt Ryan helped, you know, speedster Matt Ryan with his giant, 39-yard run.
Yeah, it's nice when the Raiders don't try to catch him.
That also helps, too. But we saw when the Eagles played the Commanders on Monday night that they do have some questions on the interior of their defensive line. Now, they did bring in Linval Joseph and also Ndamukong Suh, but how much are those guys going to play in this game? How much are they going to be up to game speed, up to game shape, all of that? I think the Colts will be able to run the football in this game. And for the Eagles, I know that they lost Dallas Goedert, and that's a big loss for them in the passing game. But I think one of the side things that this helps with for the Eagles is Jalen Hurts probably runs a little bit more now. He ran a lot in the first 4 weeks of the season. He hasn't run much at all over the last few weeks, and has not been successful when he has. I think that the Eagles have to change their offensive game plan, get back into rhythm a little bit, use Hurts a little bit more as a runner this week. So not only do I think his over rushing yards prop is a good bet, but I think the over in this game is actually a good bet. Obviously, you're in a controlled environment in the dome. Weather won't be a factor. I think the Colts move the football on the ground. I think the Eagles move it in a very balanced manner. I like the over in this game. I played it earlier in the week at 44.5, but it's up to 45.5 now. I still think it's good up to 46 or 46.5.
You faked me out there. I didn't think you were going the over way, but that's what you end up with there. Over. I thought you were going to take the Colts and the points, but no, over.
No,
is the
over.
Play.
Yeah, right. I still don't know if I want to really trust the Colts. I mean, I don't know if the Raiders are just that bad,
yeah,
which is certainly a possibility. Or if, you know, we've seen this a lot in college football and in the NFL in the past. You get that 1 week bump when you get the new head coach in there, new voice, new way of approaching the players, all of that. Is it sustainable is the bigger question. So that's what I'm curious to see from the Colts, but I do think their offensive improvements may be a little bit more sustainable.
All right, you're a Midwest guy. I want to ask you about this game. 32.5 was the number most of this week on Iowa and Minnesota. I want to watch it just because of that. What are you playing here?
Well, it sounds painful that you want to watch it just because it's going to be
a
21-10 type of game or something like that. Look, I think this is one of those classic games in college football where one team is just better at doing the same things that the other team does. And I think Minnesota is the better team here in this game. I know Iowa forces a lot of turnovers and whatnot, but I think Minnesota at under a field goal is a pretty good look here. Iowa's had some very misleading scores over the last few weeks. They played Purdue in a wind tunnel. Purdue has to throw the football to be effective. They couldn't do that. When Iowa played Wisconsin, they had, I think, 2.3 yards per play offensively. They had a pick six. Their longest scoring drive was 27 yards. This is a fade of Iowa for me. Also a little bit of a buy on Minnesota, where they've got a great running game. They've been one of the best teams in the country on third down, both offensively and defensively. So I laid under a field goal here with the fighting PJ Flex. Hope they row the boat this week.
The fighting PJ Flex. Okay, can I ask you three random questions now, rapid fire?
Absolutely.
Mike Vrabel won the coach of the year last year. They are just absolutely getting it done in every which way now. Have won, what is it, 7 of their last 8, I believe it is. Can he be the coach of the year back to back?
He could, but I like the Giants this week. If they win again, they move to 8-2. Brian Daboll is definitely a guy that has to be very much and probably in the lead for that award at this point.
Could Jeff Saturday, if the Colts went on an amazing run, could he be coach of the year?
Look, you know, we talk about this on the network all the time. These are things voted on by human beings, right? And generally voted on by people that write for a living. It's an easy story to write if Jeff Saturday winds up leading this Colts team the rest of the way to either backing their way into a playoff berth or something like that. It's definitely a possibility because the story kind of writes itself. I don't think it happens, but I could see a path where it does.
Were you surprised that Shohei Ohtani only got 2 first place votes?
Yes.
Did you think it would be more?
I to me, should have won the MVP. He should win the MVP every year because he's doing something we've never seen before.
I love this man.
Love you too, Gil.
Do you think though that because of that happening, that anybody else who has a great season now in one respect can snake it from him all the time?
Yeah, it's kind of the Mike Trout theory, right?
Yeah.
Up until Shohei came on the scene, Trout could have won it every year.
Adam Burke, everybody. VEASAN's own. Writing for the website each and every day. We appreciate it. Thank you, Adam. Thank you so much. Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.